This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and I recently spoke by phone with Keith Winston, executive director of the Brevard Zoo, about the new baby bear cub they are raising.
So one of the sort of added responsibilities we've taken on is a few weeks ago, we were approached by the Fish and Wildlife Commission about taking on the care of an abandoned bear cub. And typically when they find bear cubs, they're old enough and strong enough that they can raise them in such a way that they develop a healthy fear of people and they can be released to the wild, which is what we always want for them. This one was so young and so weak that it sort of needed some serious veterinary intervention. And so it came to us, and quite frankly, we weren't even sure it was going to make it the first 2 weeks, but it seems to be doing really well. So that is bringing us a lot of joy right now, as well as other people, but that's even added responsibility because it requires really pretty intensive care. But that's who we want to be. We want to be the people who answer the call, even in the toughest of times. So that is bringing us some joy, as I mentioned, and hopefully, you know, this bear will have a fabulous life here. We wish it would have been in a position that it could be released to the wild eventually, but we're highly doubtful about that. Because it's lost its fear of people. But something else for the community to be proud of.
Very cool. Is it a Florida black bear?
Yes, it is.
Do you have some of those right now?
We do. We have one other rescue bear. We have Cheyenne. Cheyenne came to us because someone had started feeding it in the panhandle, and she lost her fear of people. One day she chased the person. She literally bit the hand that was trying to feed her, or tried to bite the hand. And at that point, that's usually a death sentence for the bear. Once the bear loses its fear of people, we have, you know, the Fish and Wildlife needs to keep people safe. But in this case, we had a facility. We took on Cheyenne. She was tiny at the time. She's grown. She's a really charismatic bear. And bears require a tremendous amount of enrichment and mental stimulation. So taking on a bear is a lifelong commitment of spending a lot of time making sure they have really interesting lives.
A lot of stuff people don't even think about.
Yeah, it's true. But people in this community are so supportive of us, we really appreciate it.
How can people get involved in helping you?
Well, you know, our website, which really typically drives people and helps them plan their visit, the day we closed, we did convert it to give people lots of options to support us. And we realize that right now people are struggling and they're nervous. And so every little bit helps. If you go to brevardzoo.org, you will find lots of options for giving. Some are really, really practical, like just buying a membership now, even though you know you might be able to not use it for a couple of months, is so helpful to us. And of course, the time doesn't start on it until we actually reopen. We have share the care options. We are getting up a wish list of items, of things that cost, and you can donate a relatively small amount and make a big difference that way. We're getting up online soon the cost of individual animals. So if you go to brevardzoo.org, right there on the landing page is all these opportunities to give and support us. And we realize we're one of many, many worthy charities out there. We just hope you'll find a little piece of your heart for us and help us as well during this challenging time.
The Brevard Zoo is a 75-acre nonprofit facility located in Melbourne. It's home to more than 900 animals representing more than 195 species from Florida, South America, Africa, Asia, and Australia. Their mission is wildlife conservation through education and participation. To find out more about the zoo, brevardzoo.org.